Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirty South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Teddy.
Yes, Law. This your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening?
And this is the podcast with anything and everything. We'll get talked about, discussed, laughed at, picked at, so on and so
sure
on.
Sure will.
And so on. And on today's episode, we got some special guests.
Hit it one more time.
Yeah, man, joining us today is two down-to-earth brothers, two of our brothers in the podcast game.
Yes, now.
One been here before. The other one just now making his ass a present to
finally.
We got no other than the Coasters and Ashtrays podcast.
Yes, Lord. In the
Country
building.
And Slim. What's happening, y'all?
What up, Cloud Moses Superstar? Yep.
Hey, we're going to get into some deep conversation today, man. We're going to find out about these brothers. We're going to talk it up and all types of stuff, man. So now, before we get in there, shout out to everybody on Instagram who's been rocking with the page and the podcast.
We appreciate you.
Thank
y'all. Yeah. Hold up. Tell me what you got on your foot, sis.
Go ahead.
Okay, I see you.
Okay.
I'm bring y'all to it.
Got them white girl Gothica on. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to dive into the interview, man. Hey, first of all, I want y'all to tell everybody who y'all and what it is the hell y'all do.
What we do? It's like the government watching.
Oh, shit.
Well, some of the shit we say, they probably do watch.
They always watch.
I say all kinds of
shit. Oh, my God. I watched a documentary the other day about the government.
Oh, they watching you now.
Oh, they watching everybody.
Come to Teddy, I got grams.
He's that uncle now. Hold up, homie.
Oh, man. Well, shit, you know, I'll never go first.
Man, we seeing that all day, man.
I said Coach and Ad Trey, man.
Coach and Ad Trey.
Despite what this nigga always talking about.
What you
call it? Ashtrays and Coasters, baby. They on the DSA fucking podcast tonight,
goddammit. And this is Coast and Ashtray CNA takeover.
It's gonna be motherfucking Ashtrays and Coasters takeover in this bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Coast and
Ashtray.
Y'all know what's up, man.
We got Ashtrays.
No coasters.
Oh, we ain't got no damn coasters.
No coasters.
We loaded the trailer so they know we trailer.
Y'all do better like that.
Let them know, Ted.
Hey, what made y'all want to start y'all on podcast?
Shit, this nigga him.
Who was that spot, man, where we were working at?
They got to make it sound good. You know, we was working for Jeff for a little bit. You dig me?
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Lazy,
I'm country. Jeff Lazy, I Bezos. Yeah. Now we working at Amazon, man. Warehouse and shit. Right now, he used to be my marketing manager on my page. When I was doing, when I was still doing my motivations and stuff like that. So after that, he was like, "Hey, man, I think you should do a podcast." I was like, "Hear me out, pop. I ain't gonna do it by myself because to me, I don't feel like I'm that interesting. Plus, I've been on real life. Like, if
I wouldn't know that looking at your Instagram page.
Right.
You
feel
me? Fucking Friday.
Yeah, hey. That shit seems really interesting to me.
I'm interested. That just mean I'm interested, for the boat. You feel me?
You don't want to be talking to yourself.
That's the reason why I wouldn't do it. You feel me? Hey, y'all, the fact that y'all get a minute out of me, man, because after a while, if I ain't high, I be like, wait a minute, man, I'm talking to myself in this motherfucker, you feel me? the fourth wall kicking on, nigga, I'm like, you know what, nah, nigga, you ain't talking to you, you're talking to the people in the future, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? You got to tell yourself shit to do things, but, so he was like, hey, man, I think you should do one. I was like, fuck it, man, I'll do it if you hop on with me. Yeah,
I'm
skeptical like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
man.
Why? Y'all seem like a good team, though.
I'm talking on there and talking on the damn phone. I'm talking. We're going to do a podcast. Yeah, most definitely. What we going to talk about? You gotta be fucking ideal.
And like, you can say whatever you want to say, but you gotta be cautious. Wow. I ain't trying to offend nobody. I don't give a fuck about offending nobody, but
fuck that.
You be taking shit sideways. And me and him don't have no filter. So when I say stuff,
well, what you mean?
Why you pointing at me?
Cause you don't got one either.
You is fucking right.
I don't give a damn. I'm gonna say
when y'all listening to the podcast.
Fuck Oprah.
You probably like, he the one to go left. I'm the one to go right. When technically, outside the camera, they be like, what the fuck wrong with me? I'm an ignorant motherfucker. I tell them, I'm the ignorant one.
Damn.
So, I'm just being honest.
He was like, the first nigga to call himself the ignorant
man. I said, quick in my mind.
The ignorant motherfucker. Ignorant motherfucker.
I ain't the one you probably watch for. It's that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's in here. Everybody think I'm the nigga. Yeah.
No.
Him. So he live watch.
No,
quiet on camera.
I'm quiet in general. I don't really talk to nobody. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I still
shit don't light his fuse.
That's it.
Yeah, it be those.
So yeah.
Then the one you don't want to bump into in the club.
You know what I mean? Like, hey.
Everything going haywire.
You gonna catch out of here.
In 1 second.
Talk your shit, we know somebody like, hey, this nigga got me. I ain't worried about motherfuckers.
But see, it's a bit different between us and other people, though. A lot of people get on the internet and just be frogging and talk reckless.
Yeah.
Versus, you coming on there talking about some real stuff, and then we talking about something people can relate to. Then you realize in actuality that it's people that's going through the same stuff you're going through. It's people that's on the same mode that you on, trying to get to the next level.
True.
Trying to elevate, but it's people that's hating on you. Man. So then you trying to, you don't, business, smoke shop, you trying to produce your. Everybody moving according to how they want to move.
Yeah.
I got positive thinking only. I got 230K followers.
Mm.
So I'm building that mode.
Been doing that for a minute. Come follow us.
So that's a whole different page. My page. You look at my page. It's only 1,700. So my mode, if we didn't have a podcast, I wouldn't even be pushing nothing on my Instagram. My Instagram would just be low key.
Man, I'm about like you.
I don't really dab into
it.
I promote our stuff on Twitter and Instagram on my page because I need to promote my brand.
Okay. So what one thing during the podcast that y'all really like and what one thing that y'all don't like?
Hey, man, I can't think of nothing I don't like it. Like, even when I'm tired from this shit, you know, because, you know, we recently went visual and shit. My boy got these professional-ass lights. You know what I mean? And I tell you, them bitches be, hey, them.
Y'all saw
them? Yeah, I definitely felt the heat from them.
You feel me? You know, I'm like.
Being that bitch. Being a sweatpants. Hey, you feel like you got the lights at the Madison Square Garden beaming on you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, man, whatever it is, I ain't do it. You know what I mean? Ain't my fingerprints, dog. but you know what I'm saying? But even when I be tired from that shit, man, I love it. I love this shit. You hear me? Like, it slipped like therapy for me, man. You know, it gave me a chance to get my thoughts out there and goddamn, and sometimes folks actually agree with the crazy shit I be saying.
I don't even watch the news, so half the stuff we be researching and finding online, you realize, like, it's a lot of messed up stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crazy stuff you're not even realizing that's hitting the fan. Stuff that they post on social media and that you see on the internet, you like, boom. You see it and you like, dang. These people with money really be doing some jacked up stuff. Yeah,
that is a fact.
And then you notice these people love certain companies and you look like these companies so underhanded.
So is it one thing that y'all done talked about on y'all podcast that done got y'all some backlash? Or has it been all positive? I see the reviews. The reviews y'all got all positive.
Whoever got our shit taken from YouTube the first time.
I know. YouTube got up by 2 months.
Hey, y'all done got the YouTube jail.
We had to put on the whole appeal.
Hey,
damn.
Like got that cuz Scooter waiting on the appeal.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, yo.
And nobody know that, but y'all, we put it out here.
We trying to figure out what happened
cuz they don't.
We still don't know shit. You feel me?
We don't know if he was bashed that ass up from juvenile. We don't know if he was talking about the vaccine.
But, I think between shit I said about Biden, the rainbow community.
Yep. Those episodes.
They'll count.
It could have been somebody hating on us.
They stay in there.
Because see, if you listen to what we talk about, we don't really bash women. We don't really come at male and female, so we really be like, okay, this is the male side. We be like, this is how male treat, vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. We tell both sides versus one. We don't be like, we don't be attacking women.
So when y'all got banned, they didn't
tell us that. Yeah. It's like Instagram, like they hit you with what your post is that you need to be removed.
Yeah.
YouTube, anybody think about it. When somebody reports you on Instagram, they'll flag you and tell you. They won't tell you who the person is.
Yeah.
If YouTube would do the same thing, they'd be like, okay, you basically violated guideline. What guideline did I violate? What video? Because most people, they'll violate a video, they'll flag a video and remove a video. The whole page was gone. Man, when I tell you, when you click on the page,
we were gone.
You know how you know when the movies began back in the day, and it just went, to those little green, those little black and white lines, just page was like that. You can click on one video.
We were static, nigga.
Anything you hit, it was just
had to be removed. We had to be removed out there.
It's like the whole broadcast shut down, and we was like,
"Damn, did y'all need to threaten the president?"
It might have been that joke I said when he tripped up that jet.
When I said,
"Hit out
y'all there, and we watch y'all niggas let him punk y'all into some boats.
Let me go and click this camera off now, so we won't.
Okay, like, yeah. Damn, we can't post this shit.
But I really think it's like cussing crazy stuff on Instagram. YouTube,
I'm just gonna say you can go on YouTube and learn how to cook crack.
Bro, listen. Yeah. So I think really you gotta watch what you say when it comes to the vaccine and certain things, certain words.
Man,
you
know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Like you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Like that too.
Yeah.
Is that
y'all got Joe Rogan.
They got Joe Rogan. Man, don't say that fucking name on this show.
You like
man.
Joe? God damn, who do you like? Nigga, hey, you like Joe Rogan?
Don't judge me, man. I had a racist moment, man.
Joe Rogan is too freely with our words. Goddamn.
Oh man.
He's too freely with that shit.
But you think it because he married to a black woman?
I see it. That shouldn't even be all right.
Bill Burr don't be saying shit.
Fuck that shit.
You don't know that. He might call everybody nigga when he ain't on camera.
Yo, true say. that might be they little sex thing. Yeah, it's like, my little nigga bitch.
Yeah, he got he a little too free with it.
But I told Dana White at first. Yeah,
too
free
with it.
Too free. They're too free.
They look alike.
Hey, I really thought yo Dana White at first. I'll be on YouTube and shit.
Them, so I'm just,
I'll get blowed. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just looking at white folks. I'm like, what Dana White done did now? They're like, nigga, that's Joe Rogan. I'm like,
so being a podcast, what's a podcast that inspired y'all to do podcasts?
I ain't even watching. I didn't even listen to it.
And for what I watched, 85 Side, Joe Budden.
I don't even listen to it.
What, 85? And I knew DC from
back in the day. Of course, Drink Champs.
Drink Champs. Okay,
I checked him out on Instagram.
Drink Champs. Now, see who owned it.
When I look at different people, like, it's people I went to school with, people that I see. Like, I can tell you a few. I listen to these guys on called Tip Touch Podcast, and both of us got started. Yeah. We about the same level, like us. All of us are getting started at the same time. Mm-hmm. And they some guys. A guy I met named Brian. He does basically self motivation every day, self motivation daily. He had over 5 billion listeners. 5 million, I mean, 5 million. And he grow.
I was gonna say that nigga got 5 billion. 5 million,
like,
call that nigga.
I'm not like right people now. That actually subscribe and like listen to him stuff every day. He had people talk. Oh, and it's like 2 minute segments, so every day he's talking about something. But when he has a guest on there, and they're talking, it's like 45 minutes to an hour. But he always giving positive, like, that's motivation dope. And self motivation every day.
That's dope.
And I linked up with him through Instagram, so that's how we linked up.
Okay, I heard you bring up guests. I seen y'all had a lot of guests on y'all podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Who has been your favorite guest so far?
Dang, it's so many.
I know, right?
Shoot, first season we had all that's
really, I like, I tell you the one I like, what's his name? The ex NBA player.
Oh, G. My boy G.
Yeah, that was a dope interview. That's a person, that one of my personal favorite.
And I wish I had
man, I wish that video had, you know, that's a sore spot, man. Yeah,
that was a dope interview right there. Somebody he had a Kobe Bryant story and everything.
Man, hey man, he know him. So like he a fan of the show. So it was like he was like, tell Country man, I know he a Kobe fan. I got some stories for him. I was like, run that, you know what I mean? But the cool part about that one was, once we found out that his favorite player was Tim Duncan, I was like,
go time.
All them backstories you told, like them shits, like it hit more now. You feel me? So it was like, that one of my favorites. The one we had with y'all, off the bat.
I was gonna say, if you don't say that, nigga, I will kick y'all off our phone.
I'm gonna say that.
Honestly, everybody.
Hey, had you been there?
Like, hey, I'm
gonna pay Peacemaker.
Okay, look, it's all right.
Let me get that nigga shit. It's all
right. He said, I wasn't there. It's all right. It's okay.
I understand.
A lot of ones we had first season, too, like we had with y'all, G. We had the ones going into the end of the year, all of them were dope.
Man, yeah, the one that we didn't get a chance to film was the one with Joy, Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah, first season.
You know what I'm saying?
And Lotto B Dot, we just recorded with him yesterday.
Yeah.
So,
oh man,
so him from first season. Hey, he's gonna be on episode 21.
And one of
three times.
Like, the third one yesterday.
Shout out Fayon Mac, man.
Oh, he answered your question. Oh, it's in June.
The all white boys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be there.
I gave you a shout out there.
He having all white boys.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and if it goes right,
who having all white boys? I know one goddamn thing. The DSA podcast better get invited.
I'll be in there.
I know that.
Hey, look, we trying to stream from that
Fayon.
Motherfucker. Fayon. You feel me? Hey.
Hello?
We trying to record from that motherfucker. Play with him.
Hey. If I got to strap my camera to my chest, I'm going to be filmed.
It's so many good episodes with guests. Like, all our guests be dope.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, when you come on, like, the conversations, we don't have to talk about topics. We just talk about that and just run with it. And the people, the whole vibe when we get with them, the whole discussion, everything. Like, they just feel, people just come in and just be relaxed.
That dope.
Plus, so, I like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't like have my interview, like, end up, like, question. And I like, you know what I'm saying? I like the one where I chop it up with you, you know what I'm saying? And I can throw them at you. You know what I'm saying? While I'm talking up with you, you know what I mean? Because that way, you really give me your natural answer as opposed to, oh man, this man, you know what I'm saying? It's already
structured.
You feel me? You did me.
Like in that episode with y'all, you were like, come tell us about the business. You like, you are the business.
That's your shit, nigga.
That way, we're like, I'm gonna let you start.
You don't
like,
ask me a question about business, he injured.
Yeah, you like, tell me what's up,
right?
You in it with me.
Hey, look, man.
But you guess
maybe you the damn word, man. And then
yeah, man, everybody
tell about the bin.
You
know what I'm saying? Everybody don't know I'm pro at the folks that gonna lay around.
So tell about the bin, bro. You?
Yeah.
That's everybody. Don't nobody know I'm pro at the get shit started. You feel
what you doing today?
You don't realize who listen to your podcast until people start commenting or hitting you up and be like, man, I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's people that I didn't even know, like in South Carolina, even some of my homeboys.
That was going to be my next question.
Go ahead.
Have y'all bumped into any of your listening audience?
Yes.
Like, just in the street, randomly just bumped into somebody and be like, hey, y'all the nigga that be talking shit on the coast.
Actually, the lady that braided my hair, she been a fan of my, you know, my fucking Fridays and shit like that. You heard me? I thought she was bullshit until she had, you know what I'm saying, until she had really said, she's like, how I know you? I was like, oh man, you know, I follow you on Instagram. She like, she called the homegirl. She was like, girl, you ain't gonna believe you have him finna braid. She was like, who? She like, Clyde Morgan Superstars. I was like, oh yeah, she fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
And to your point, you're right, you really don't know who listened to it until they comment or, like me, I was at my sister-in-law, she's at her wedding. And I had so many people come up to me and be like, hey man, what you do? I do the podcast. And I'm like, who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying?
Introduce yourself.
And I don't mean to be like,
my boy ready to square up, Ted.
Like I said, you feel like it's a fit. Like,
I know you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up? Hey, you can't be random if we don't see you.
That's what I'm talking about. Not saying on no famous stuff, but you like, man, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah,
you
I ain't jump. Used to people just walking up and I don't.
Because that happened to me at the spot. She was like, oh yeah, I seen somebody was telling me about your podcast. I'm like, who in here listen to it? I ain't telling nobody but like five people. And that's people I deal with every day.
Yeah.
And then she like, yeah, I saw the video. What video? I need to know I'm trying to figure out how you see me and I don't know you see. Like, I'm
yeah,
lost.
Shit, like,
but that's what I'm saying. So now yeah. I know. Like, okay, word of mouth.
Yeah.
Also, every time we give credits, like he said, we shout y'all out, like, we run it. I tell people, you have a business, promote it.
Dang.
Different things, dang. Because now it's time, I tell people, you don't even have to like the post or subscribe. I say, all you got to do is just go over there to the YouTube, log into your account, hit subscribe, you can keep moving.
Yeah,
if you're my family, you don't have to watch me, just subscribe. You don't even have to watch. I'm not even mad at you, but you took the effort and time to hit subscribe.
Because
if you got a business and you drop something and you like and you let me know, I'm like, okay, I like sweatshirts and hoodie. Let me get one.
Yeah.
I might not. My sis, she's got a hookah spot. She said hookahs.
you sell hookahs, I might be like, okay, y'all can link up. You get what I'm saying? Different thing, business, people, yeah. Like minds, you never know.
Network.
Not saying everybody do good business, but it's just the connection.
Yeah.
Y'all know country, I met y'all through country.
All about right. Networking.
Before we know, we got people hitting us up to be on the podcast, like we just had Chef Miss Barbie come on. That just dropped. Yeah. She came on and hit him up.
The cat that we recorded on, Marge Phillips, he hit me up. He was like, say, bro, How can I come on? I said, shit, you know, I like screen folk for me, you know me, you know.
Well, yeah, you got
one major question you gotta ask him.
You know, my previous life got me on some shit like, can't you be having randos coming, you know what I'm saying? Let me
know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause we recorded my shit, you did. So, you know, I don't wanna have to be, you know, don't make Tay come out, you did me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Yo, so I always try to make sure I screen you motherfucker, hold up, and make sure you ain't on no bullshit. Yeah.
So we got 10 friends.
Yeah, then, oh, okay, bet. Like, so I got, okay, you got some posts, okay. Oh, you know how to act. Shit, so like, yeah, whoop, 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 whoop. Then what date you got open? Come fuck with us, you feel
okay,
me?
Okay, so hey, y'all ran into a problem that we done ran into is the people that come that really ain't got nothing to promote. But you want to be on the podcast? Hey, right. Y'all ran into that.
So what I normally do is wrong like somebody be like, I want to be on the podcast, like
the wrong network.
Female I know from South Carolina, I was like, you for real? Cause I didn't know she listened. I was like, you want to be on the first? She like, nah, I was just playing. I'm like, well, it's too late now. Let's go. But they're in another state, so we trying to work on that Zoom. Yeah, how to get on. Okay. So we can operate like once you get that rolling, you can basically be like, oh, we got guests, but they on TV, like, you know, you have something on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
To that point, you get to that point where you can actually do them from different states.
Yeah.
It's people. Yeah, first question we always ask, I ask them, I'm like, what episode you listen to? Because I used to have people, when I first did, oh, let me get on. You listen, you follow, like, what have you done? Oh, no, I just want to talk. What's the whole purpose? You can go talk in the street.
Yeah, okay.
You go talk in the street.
Like, you go smoke at home. Take phone, go live real quick. You start talking. You begin.
That's all you can do.
Okay. And
but most of the people before he jump in, most of the people just come when they come down spot. They say they like the vibe.
Yeah,
the vibe we give off. They say they feel comfortable. Like somebody came with a security guard. No, I should play. But the vibe was cool.
Shit.
The vibe was cool.
I ain't gonna bullshit you now. He came up there. The first thing I told that nigga, yeah, you got the strap because these niggas look like they might be in the hood. When we went to their party.
Oh, yeah. Screaming out.
We pulled up at a gas station. It was about 20 niggas outside the gas station.
Oh, listen.
Doing nothing.
Nothing.
I said, this nigga done pulled us up in the trap. Wow. But it's a real chill atmosphere once you get over there.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we grew up together. You know me better than anybody. You feel me? So I like having a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what it's all about.
It's enough people out here want to be tough, hard, and ignorant for no fucking reason. You feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't one of them. You did me.
Over this shit.
That too, man. You know what I'm saying? The joints is feeling
me. Hey, you feel me?
But, hold on, bro.
Nigga ain't got time for this shit. Come on, bro.
Hey, I know 40 coming, nigga. But, last week when the temperature did what everything it did, I was like, uh-oh, my shoulder. It's gonna get hot. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga got
right.
Okay.
I knew if it rain Thursday, I like.
Hold on, I ain't feeling that.
Wait a minute, my knee feeling a little funny.
That nigga
got off.
I can't tell
what
weather
you got. I don't know.
You got to
do
quick
stretches. Oh, no. Hey, what we doing basketball in high school?
Okay. You got to get the ball right.
I
gotta get it right, boy. Like, take count.
Like, Mother Nature fucking up outside, boy. How you feeling? You know what I'm saying?
You ever had that feeling when you walk outside and you realize it's too cold? You're like, shit.
But you don't want to do nothing.
Uh-oh.
That's me every morning.
Right. Every
they're like waiting
morning.
At the bus stop and it's cold and you got that thin hoodie. Everybody's got a big bubble.
Exactly.
With a windbreaker. You know what I'm
saying? I ain't gonna lie though, but.
Some mornings I still be fighting myself at 4 o'clock. But I keep moving. Man, if I don't, then they on 9
But no, you know, I got my workout routine though. You know what I'm saying? I wake up
okay.
Monday to Friday. I go at 5:30 and work out and shit, man. You know what I mean? Try to stay mobile or something. Yeah.
You hear that,
mobile? Don't start that shit.
Hello. I'm Ted.
Look, I'm mobile. Mobility.
So let me ask you this. What
what's the, I don't want to say the end goal, but what's the future goal for Coach of the Amp?
Oh, man.
No, no, take off.
Phases, man. Everything about phases, man. Like, when we first kicked off, we going to get the shit started. You did me, you know what I'm saying?
Upgrade to the mics.
You're saying season two, like, I bet. We like, we, this what's up. Let me, let's invest in ourselves. Let's put some on, let's get some better equipment. Okay. You know what I mean? Season three, and season two, season three, we like, let's go visual. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we can't give you no definite, but just no evolution. Nah. It's always.
Hit my ass at the end. Fuck a job. That's what he said all the time. That's why I wasn't going to say it, but I had to say, all right, so I'm going to get into that. So season one, we started like, right, what y'all doing, you feel me?
Yeah.
Then we got the mics, two mics. Then he went soundboard. Y'all saw us work the soundboard. Yeah. All right, so now, this all season two. Now I got the cameras going at the end of the year. Now we in that mode live.
Yeah.
Now we taking those necessary steps every time we progressing every season.
Yeah.
Whether people still listen, we still going. We in that mode, consistency. That's the main goal. Whether you lose people or gain people, that mode, then when you realize other podcasts listening to you, we got that black podcast page you follow, mm-hmm. Top Black Podcast or something like that.
Oh, yeah, shout out to them.
Shout out to them because they reposted a video of us. They hit us up. So now it's a whole network of black podcasts you should check out just on the Instagram. So now we in that mode. He just got a new soundboard. So now he got an electric. Man, he in love with it. These two episodes and then two before that. The progress.
He likes shit.
Yeah, so we moving. So now I'm trying to go from where I'm at, where you at right here, versus the camera, go to my camcorder. So that's the next step next month.
Next time I'm coming, that nigga gonna have a whole nick back there like this with the damn camera.
I'm gonna have a whole, it's gonna look like screen when the man got a second in the truck. But the levels you moving, everything you doing, you trying to, in your head, people don't see the work that you putting in.
Yeah,
right. They don't know everything you doing.
Right.
They don't know you tired.
Right.
They don't know what you gotta do the next day. Right. All they see is you up here talking. Either you making me laugh or you got me thinking.
You know what I'm saying? That's all they like listening up my motherfucking millimeter.
When I listen to y'all, right now, y'all drop y'all back to back like we do, but y'all doing it during the week. At first, it was like, it's signal. Oh, now you hitting them.
Say.
I got to catch them. I got to catch up.
Yeah.
Because the rate you dropping them, you coming with it.
I like that shit.
You coming with it quick. So now it's like, okay.
We felt like, we were like, well, shit, we can actually get more in with the way we record. So we was like, well, shit, if it's just us, if it's just the show, shit, we can really knock out two shows a week. And so we just actually shortened the time to where we can drop two shows a week. But when we do interview shows, case in point, like now, we run the whole goddamn segment.
Right.
And just let that be the episode for the week.
And as you go, you're going to learn certain software. You're going to learn how your big files can get, like he learned a way to get, we can condense them.
Yeah.
To the point where I would have, not as big. It ain't no longer 10 gigs. You minimize, like, it get compressed. People don't know, like I'm saying, we learning as we go.
Right.
Yeah.
And like when people say, you listen to this part, like, young boy came in that was on season one, Lotto, but his name B. He came back on, so you'll see him next week. And he was like, man, it's different from when I was at the crib. I was like, yeah, man, it's a whole different setup. And the whole thing about that was he was just looking at us. He was like, man, I like it.
Yeah.
I can smoke good. I can chill, just vibe, and just talk.
Yeah.
And that's what you want people to do, to feel comfortable.
Hey, exactly. This is why I pay bills, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's the whole
like, you know, like for real. Hey, you know, I ain't gonna step on your toes.
No.
But hands down, man. Fuck the job. I'm trying to get there and get it to where I'm my own. I get paid for me, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't want you to come out like that. But you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, I want you to say that damn.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted you to say that.
Everybody, I can speak for everybody in here. And say we are on the same goddamn page.
He kind of threw me off. Man, he said one time, man, just trying to make like $60,000 out there. I said, bro, fuck that. We trying to make $100,000 better. The point where, because people, when you look at, they just do stuff and put it out. When I'm not on TikTok, but when Vine was out, like DC and all, I'm like, these people put product and quality out every day. Look at Desi Banks and these people. I don't really watch them, but you just see what they put out consistently.
Yep.
And these people, regardless of people, the more people they gain watching, listeners, viewers. And before you know it, I'm looking at our page and y'all page, like our followers, I'm like, bro, we got more followers than goddamn people that listen. But they looking. So now somebody gonna be like, who is this? Let me click. Let me go check them out.
That's my thing. Long as they just look at it. I don't care if follow it, as long as you see it, then maybe you saw it at one time. Next time you see it, you gonna click on that.
Right.
You
know, and I tell, like I told my brother in Virginia, I said, somebody said somebody they couldn't listen to our podcast. I was like, we're not for everybody.
And I mean,
I said it ain't built for everybody. I said
you can't drive.
You can't.
And I ain't trying, man. Like
y'all have a dialogue, and he ain't. Really, you can't expect for me to think outside the box and ask him something related to that. And we gonna move on to the next.
Right.
Man. It's not the way. If you're not thinking in that mode. Man, him might get in discussion about, well, how you feel about this? Now we getting into it because we intrigued. We talking about something that we tapping into.
Right.
Like when we had a discussion with y'all, we touching things, but we actually going in depth because it's getting real to that point we discussing. Then we can shift to what Teddy talking about and shift back because the whole mode and everything's flowing.
Yeah.
So now you in go mode. So now when he transition, I'm drinking, y'all smoking, everybody vibing. So now everybody like, dang, like what's up?
Like, case in point,
because they're not realizing what's going on. The atmosphere, what you comfortable in that space.
Right.
So you creating an environment for people to feel comfortable. So people want to feel like they within that environment. If you look at a show, you feel like you in that movie.
Man, give this nigga some motherfucking
goddamn cookies.
Goddamn, bitch.
Goddamn.
Give this nigga some motherfucking snap.
That nigga came in here and dropped real smart shit, Jay.
Hey, no, don't say smart shit. Chill out.
You got smart one. You got smart one. Smart.
They be bugging about smart shit.
You feel me?
So,
I ain't the only one.
To pivot off of what you're saying, let's talk about some of the side things y'all got going. I know you touched on it earlier, so let's start right here. What's some of your side hustles you got going, and what can people find?
All right, so we'll never call them side hustles again.
What's still your other
hustles?
Well, yeah. We still talk about some of your other hustles. We still talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Let me
sign on side, Teddy.
So when I first met country, before I introduced the podcast, I used to jailbreak five sticks like crazy. I used to do that like crazy. I ain't did it in a long time, but I used to be in that mode where I was doing like two or three at the same time. I used to do that back in 18, 19. I used to do a heavy when I first met with five sticks, jailbreaking them like crazy. So now in the mode, I focus more on my photography, but since we've been the podcast, I've been hitting podcasts way harder than that. So I ain't really been, so now I had my positive thinking only. I had the caps on that page.
Dope caps, by the way.
So those are the new caps. So I just blacked the business out that way, not too far from him up the road. Got those made a couple weeks ago. Now I'm about to, I got people that's wanting those. My cousin hit me up. The new logo, you saw a new logo on there. All right, so my brother redid that. My brother does logos, and he go to Kennesaw. So he redid that for me and tweaked the one from before. Because the girl I had before, Cold Black, she did my original sweatshirt that I had on the episode with her on her YouTube. So I'm in that mode now. My cousin, everybody asked me, they like, I want a sweatshirt, whatever. So I really wear my brand like I'm wearing this Nike hoodie. Like, you wearing yours right now. So I'm in that mode, like, okay, well, I invest into somebody else. Meek Mill and everybody else, you investing in people you barely know because you like their music and what they stand for, and you wearing their stuff. So now you can't support your friend. I wear my stuff in my closet before my stuff.
Don't even get me started.
And before you know it, like, my hats, I got the hats. You saw the truck I had.
Yeah.
The truck I had before that in the fall. It's what I'm developing for me, and I didn't think people would want it. Look, the wristbands I had like over a year ago, we got a wristband made. This is the second set. The first set was, you know, the fade, the little gold one that fade out, and then the little silver one.
I forgot,
we got these though.
No, brother, you
got it.
He gave us a pound of wristband.
Man, country would do this.
He said a pound. He said,
"You what?" He said, "Hey, y'all go." He said, "You got something for Teddy?" Nah, we good. Man, he would have been like, "Here goes something for Teddy."
Hey,
because we have four colors, some variety. But now, even so, I just got us a Coastal Air Trade with the regular logo made on the sweatshirt. But since we know it's not transparent, the background is gonna be on there. Kind of like how y'all
look. It
looks
like a box.
Yeah, so it's about. I put mine in my bag, so I can't show you right now.
Show that.
Yeah.
Show that shit, man.
But besides that, my positive thinking only. I just started that like in 17 to build it, and didn't know what it was gonna be.
Oh, that's a thug.
Yeah. So now, so episode 100, we got something for people. So they just gotta stay tuned and see what we got.
I was just about to get in there. What you got coming up on your hustle, brother?
Man, you know, breed ignorance, of course, you feel me?
Goddamn right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shout out to the merchandise, you feel me?
Talk it like you walk it.
It's a lifestyle, you right? You know what I mean? Wow. It's more than just some words and a picture, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you can be you comfortably right here, pretty ignorant indeed.
That man hit you with that soda bottle.
You know what I'm saying? Feel me? But no, you know,
What about your music? You still, you know what?
I was trying to retire.
You need
but
to let me know because you be putting me out of work when you ain't doing no music.
I'm gonna put you out there on camera.
You put me out of work. You ain't making no music.
You know what? I ain't gonna blame nobody myself.
He gave you that dad look like. You say what? Okay.
He's my big little brother.
And then he can't see behind the shade. He like, you gonna quit what?
You know what I'm saying? Nigga had me design an album cover, then he just stopped. Wait a goddamn minute. Stop the goddamn tape. I know you talking about goddamn fluke. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm even rapping again because I had let the shit long. You did me. Come on, cuz. Me and you will do a project together. You know what I'm saying? Start writing first, though. My stupid ass. Let me start writing first. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you gotta tell a little lie.
In other words, it's a setup.
Three songs in, I'm like, hey,
so
man.
Basically, you threw him a oop. Did it work?
Yeah.
You threw him a oop. He wouldn't have caught that bitch.
It worked. He made about three projects off of that. Just me saying, hey man, go
it worked. So he made about it. Then he stopped.
Man, I ain't gonna talk about it, but you got, you got more music coming?
No, I'm coming. I'm working on some shit though.
That's what's up. I got some shit in my head I need to,
you know, get out of it. You know what I mean? Plus a couple of beat makers, producers been trying to talk to me, so I'm like, let me, you know, I've been comfortable enough. Let's get back. You know what I mean? Cause G shit, man. Cause most time I don't write a project. I was writing from a struggling place. You feel me?
I know. I was down.
You know what I'm saying? It hard for me to write from. You know what I'm saying? This be my first time writing from a comfortable spot. You heard me? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't sleep on nobody's couch, you feel me? I ain't in nobody else's room.
And right? I will say, when you were doing music the first time, you had a lot of shit. You had lost your grandmama and you lost your uncle. So I get where that music came from when you were making it.
Yeah.
But now the time you make some little more happier type shit.
Yeah, you know, it's almost sad.
Yeah, huh? No, I talked to him like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I talk to him like that. I want to see that happy side come out a little bit more because I know where you coming from on the last couple projects you made.
Right, fuck all that now.
You gotta be happy. It's time to switch out of Mary J. Blige mode. You know she made her best shit when she was sad as hell.
With that damn walk. She really did.
I'm working my dance reading. I got it.
Speaking of that, we gonna pivot into some topics. Y'all down to talk topics. All right, we gonna talk some topics.
Topic, where we go?
What
are we talking?
First of all, I want to get their opinion on
the past Super Bowl halftime performance. Go ahead, go ahead. I ain't watch Super Bowl. You didn't watch Super Bowl? Yeah, okay. He really with me on that blackout with the NFL, you know what I'm saying? I'll be for that shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I just came back to it. I'm like, hey, Dr. Dre. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I like so I checked it out. I'm gonna keep it all the way 6 and 12 with you folks.
What? Super Bowl.
I did this shit for the halftime show.
I knew the show that I wanted was gonna be the show I was gonna get.
That was, it wasn't what I wanted.
You know what I'm saying? So to me it wasn't bad by no means. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It just, I don't know, but you know.
Like the dunk contest.
I mean, it was good for hip hop. But,
hear me out, right? Now
with Jay-Z and that mode to put people in that position with
deep. Now I'm finna get deep, man. A piece of me just really feel like niggas have been looking for a win for so long, they accept any symbol, you know what I'm saying, as a win. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm gonna keep, what was the win for me, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you see my boy Snoop hit the motherfucking split before he go on.
I knew he was gonna get that shit in. Part of me wanted Snoop to take a pull on stage. He gonna figure that shit out.
I knew they wasn't gonna let that shit go.
I knew they wasn't gonna let that shit go.
You know what I'm saying?
They already had money.
So then, you know what I'm saying? You know, Uncle Snoop came to hide this. to hide this coach situation, to hide how they do black quarterbacks inside the NFL. You know what I'm saying? The best way to hide they bullshit is to give niggas. Oh, but they them niggas is seen walking on the 50-yard line. You feel me? You know, in LA. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I never thought, live to the day that I see niggas see walking on the 50-yard line in LA. You know what I'm saying?
The only problem I had is they didn't, like, you put Dr. Dre out there, right? Why not do the songs that made you Dr. Dre?
But hold up.
You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, they did, though. You know what I'm saying? Not Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying?
Not the ones he wanted, because he wanted something.
I wanted
Death Row.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
When Eminem came in,
you know,
forgot about Dre. I thought that was gonna just.
Yeah.
When I seen Kendrick had Dre, they all like.
I watched it on YouTube.
Come back with it. So. Wow. We didn't even get goddamn. What's my motherfucking name?
I wanted to see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Jimmy Duke. See, I wanted classic.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
That on Super Bowl. This is a family show.
Now, I dug the Mary Jane.
We gave you niggas see why
they let you do that.
Well, messed up is, I didn't know they didn't get paid from that.
At that time, Snoop was still, with those songs.
I enjoyed Mary Jane perform. Because she did the songs I thought.
I mean, I would rather him do that than
sister. Oh, I do dance for
you. Gang banging and shit.
You know, I see that.
And Eminem, he did the song I thought he was going
to
do.
Yeah, every artist that was performing, I listened to back then. Whether it's now or then. Like every single one of them, I listen to Kendrick, I listen to Eminem, I listen to 50 Cent.
I'll be honest with you, bro.
First album, I listen to him.
I think Snoop and Paul was just a little too over the top with the performance.
You didn't like Kendrick performance?
I liked it. It was just a little too over the top.
It was the shortest one.
It's like he was trying to force the performance.
But you know,
they made him change some lines.
Kendrick got a track record of doing like over the top performance.
But they made him change some words or two, though.
No, I'm just saying, I ain't talking about like lyrics. No, I'm talking about the actual performance.
Yeah.
Like he was forcing the moves and
with
stuff.
With the stomping.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it was robotic versus like natural.
Yeah, like, bro, calm down.
He was.
He probably was anxious, man.
Bro, we just want to see
the
robot. RoboCop. Straight.
Like, calm down. We just want to see Super Bowl commercial tape. That's all.
I mean, shit. It'll be all right.
So, in an overall grade, what would you give? A, B, C.
I give it a B.
You
know what I'm saying? It was good. I mean, it went great. You know, like you know, it went.
I ain't gonna lie, I enjoyed it.
Like, you know, play.
It was weird seeing 50 at that size upside down.
Nostalgia killed me.
50 Cent looked like the Puff Marshmallow Man.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought they'd hit me out.
That's part of my head.
I'm gonna keep up with y'all. When I see him and them, I'm like, okay, that what's up. They got Bizarre coming in from D12. I'm like, oh no, they ain't Bizarre. They really 50. I'm like, oh shit.
Like when he did, I ain't seen no name.
My wife said, he looked like a whole dollar.
That's funny.
Hell no.
That's funny.
Hell no. Nah. He need to go.
And what killed the whole performance is he brought that shit on the TikTok.
Yeah, he had
them. Hey,
that's
shit.
But
shout out to the marketing genius of 50. They are reselling them shits now.
Yeah.
Hey, he is one of the smartest businessmen in hip hop for real.
How?
He is one of the smartest businessmen.
But that whole team that was on stage, all them been in movies. Thanks. Mary J. Blige is in Power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She in Power Book 2.
She was in some.
That's what I'm saying. You shifting from 8 Mile, you shifting from all these movies. Because he was in Car Wash. Dre, Snoop, and Eminem was in Car Wash.
And I think it was perfect marketing because, you know, all of those people got something. Like 50 Cent got the TV show driving.
Yeah.
Dre just dropped a couple songs from the GTA video game.
Yeah.
Snoop dropped the new album. Mary J. dropped
the new album. And got Delro.
You know what I mean? And then you also had Kendrick on the episode of Power back on the regular Power.
Yeah, so
he was out there in the crackhead.
It was a perfect marketing.
So.
But. We're finna get into another segment, man. Last season, we had Get Come On, and we did, he know about it, we did Top 5. We ain't doing that shit. This new season.
Top 5. I'm about to say Top 5, man.
Nah,
top
nigga, you don't get a Top 5. This new season.
I don't want Top 5.
And this season.
Did you know about this?
I didn't know about
this. Hell nah, y'all, one of y'all know about it.
Oh, shit, spoiler alert.
This season right now.
Fucking season 3, Teddy.
When did we start doing Top 5?
In season three, what we gonna give y'all is 5 random questions. They random as shit. Ain't no meaning behind them bitches.
So random. These niggas don't even know about it. You feel me?
They don't know about
test, me and you both is fucking up. Like, we cannot, we can't go to the football game this weekend. We can't go to the party because we done failed this damn test.
Have random questions.
We done failed this shit, Taylor.
Since it's two of y'all, this how we going to do it. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. And then on the field question, y'all can decide who answered the field question. Y'all cool with that?
I'm flying in right to school. Go ahead.
What, run it?
Y'all want some questions? Y'all might not want questions because questions are random as shit. Shit random as shit.
I ain't ready to have to be boring.
I'm going to treat it like an application.
See, we ain't got shit to do.
Nah, y'all cool. Y'all sit him with the coasters in the air tray.
I might need a sip, man.
Okay, question.
We can just answer the damn question.
Question number one. Who wants the first question?
You said 1, 2, 3.
It's Slim in country. You know what I'm saying? I think Slim should go first.
Nah, I'm going to get you first.
He said 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 to
first. Question number one.
He forgot what order he was.
Since y'all is the Coasters and Air Trade podcast, liquor or Bill?
We going out bad.
Liquor. Yeah, okay. So he gets the more raunchier question. Question number two.
Go ahead.
Drunk sex or high sex?
He took it from our shit.
God, I ain't got nothing to do with this. This is random questions. Hey.
Drunk sex. Go on smoke. Thank you. Next.
You don't smoke? Oh, yeah, right. You don't
yes,
smoke.
Yes, sir. See that? Why look?
Nah, it's 5 random questions. These are answers people want to know.
I want to know.
Question.
He get dangerous. Somebody, a significant other gonna be like, oh, really?
Question number three. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, shit.
That's Jeopardy Wild Boys.
I'm nervous. I didn't do nothing.
What would it be?
Oh, shit.
You bring that choker to y'all.
I want to fly. You know what I'm saying? I want to spread shit.
I just need you to be my witness.
Yo, you ever seen Heroes?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like Siler, you know what I mean? The ability to learn everybody else's shit without killing them, you know what I mean?
Don't keep crying. That dope.
You know what I mean?
All right, random question number 4 for you, bro. We was on a deserted island and you can only bring 3 albums. What would it be?
You should have told me that.
Nah, no food. You on an island, you can go fishing. Shit.
It's coconuts and crabs there, bro.
If you can only bring 3 albums, what 3 albums would it be? Well, we in the 21st century, so you can only put 3 on your phone since that nigga want to be
terrible.
He want to be terrible. You can only put 3 on your phone.
3. Jesus, Jesus, Trapper Down.
Trapper
Down.
Motivation.
With and how you feel and everything back in 506.
Need one of these.
Gotta be Outkast. Gotta be Outkast.
Yeah.
It don't even matter which one. It can be from now. It can be Greatest Hits. It can be any Outkast.
Any Outkast.
At that point.
Right.
Third one, I'm gonna just go take it back to. Keep it simple, even though I should. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Oh, that's 3 good albums.
It could be the greatest hits of any Michael Jackson album.
Alright. Field question. If you could interview any celebrity, dead or alive, who would it be?
Shit. Oh, boy.
And one of y'all can answer.
Both of us gonna answer shit. You said both of y'all.
Yeah, both of y'all can answer. If you can interview one celebrity, dead or alive, who would it be?
I got so many raps on me.
You only interview one.
I'm like, nigga, weird.
That's who I'm gonna interview, Teddy.
Dead or alive?
That's who I would be. Me.
That's tough. You got your before me go. That's tough. If you got before me, that's tough.
I'm
looking at people I listen to.
That. Yeah, man. I know it.
Sheesh.
It's a good question.
It's a skirt.
I
may
hit you with a hard man. I never thought about that, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I already know. Hey. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know if you say that. I'm gonna just keep it simple.
Young Angela Bassett.
This nigga trying to fuck.
Nigga, you pick Angela Bassett?
This nigga trying to fuck.
If I can interview anybody.
He's trying to get
out of
Stella.
Damn, that's what it is.
I'm trying to get out of on my
You heard what he said? Burning Man? That was a good pick.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
That was a good pick.
That'd be nice.
Ooh, mine would be Prince of Sam.
Why in the hell?
I just want to to school.
But no, but for real though, man, Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury? Freddie Mercury.
How's she gonna know that?
She
knows. Who would you interview? Dead or alive? Bob Marley. I don't even know. I ain't seen that in the question. I knew that before you even came out your mouth.
My God. You already know. No,
yeah, there were five random questions that just random as fuck.
That was dope. Appreciate you not fucking telling us, though. Like,
if I gave away all my good ideas, then they wouldn't be good no more. I want to surprise motherfuckers when they come.
That look like a setup.
Right.
I always give them that. They don't know what's going
to happen. It's okay to surprise them, but
I surprise everybody.
We surprise together. You know what I mean?
But them was a good answer. Them was five random questions from the DSA podcast. That's some shit people might not know about y'all. Now they do.
Shit, I ain't know about that.
Now they know.
Hope this nigga shoot come in time, 12 times, man.
So,
no damn reason.
Hey, we
for no damn reason, just come untied.
We touched on the both subject of the podcast. Like I heard one of y'all say earlier, y'all coming up, which y'all on episode 89 now, right?
90 and 91.
Well, out officially is
89.
89 is out.
Yeah, officially.
Okay. So y'all coming up on 100.
Right.
What y'all gonna do for the 100?
We gonna do like one little call in. Yeah, you know I mean we gonna try to get the word out by going, you know, doing the IG live shit first. Let everybody know, hey, what happened? Hey, yo, call in, get the number, come fuck with us, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I wanna call it, let's say episode 100. This one's for you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This your episode, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? When people call
it. So y'all gonna make it an interactive episode.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna kick it.
Can
you
I call in? I can call in.
Yeah.
I'm calling.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call.
Just make sure it's a.
Goddamn, roll
up this shit, man. You know what I mean? Man, put no limitations on my call, man.
Make sure you got a throwaway.
You can put limitations on my call.
He gonna call us and, hey, what's the top 10?
Nah, I ain't gonna give you no top 10. I might give you a top 5 on your own damn show.
I got some questions. Look, I got some.
Real dude.
Since I'm here, I got some random questions. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I will do.
I know.
And it's so appropriate that though.
You know, 770.
Hey, appreciate you letting us use 770 man on the podcast. That meant everything.
That y'all
want to
play the motherfucking shit. You know, bitch. I ain't no asshole like that.
Hey, man, if I know somebody that's doing something, I like to put all this shit. I like to put this shit out there too. You feel me? But I appreciate you letting us use that. Some artists, we got a lot of dope artists on our playlist that let us use their music. So shout out to all y'all, but I wanted to give you your while you're here, bro.
Play mine, if I was artist, play mine, you give me plays every time you play.
That's all it's about. I'm trying to tell you artists,
hey, man, give
me
shit. Music
so we can get you played.
In fact, y'all the reason why you started playing music on the show. Like, you know what, let you get these fans up, you did me.
I thought about it, but y'all bitch was like, he was like, yeah.
I told him.
I'm you want to go down with that one?
Real quick. Oh, we the damn reason? Okay. Make that out to the DSA podcast.
Hey, what shit? Long we get our royalties for this shit, yeah.
Just talk about it.
But no, it's all love, man. You know, y'all already know, man. Like, shit. Hey, if we don't, who will? You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? We gotta take care of each other around this bitch.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? It's an ugly, cold world. Hey, this my new shit. I ain't calling no from this point on. I ain't calling nobody else ugly. I'm just gonna say facially untalented.
Damn, you know okay. Did you peep my question the other day?
Yeah.
Did you peep my question the other day?
What's up?
Y'all didn't peep my question the other day about the studs?
No, I ain't see it.
I asked a question about, what was it? I said, do studs sleep with other studs or do they consider that being gay?
That was you.
but two of my homegirls who are actually studs, like they sisters, they chimed in. They was like, no, most of that shit go on up north. I was like, oh, okay, I was just curious. Like, shit.
That's a good ass question.
Apparently they were too.
Like, do they consider that? TikTok, these two studs dating this one man.
Dating this one man?
Oh, yeah, they different.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
see that? See?
That's too much jelly.
I don't think as a man I would sit in the car one night,
just like she.
Sleeping with a girl dressed like me and look like me. I don't know, nigga. Now I'm confused.
Like the girl, nah, bro.
The studs, oh, yeah, woman, like, be trying to be the man.
Yeah.
Oh, like a little tomboy.
Yeah, the studs, no.
Oh no, it's a whole different.
Tomboys still want the
wood.
I'm just saying.
They
want to have the dick. All the tomboys I've known still want the wood.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
You can't say a tomboy and a stud is not the same thing.
Damn,
yeah,
sure.
No.
Bam.
Bam.
So, how did that Christmas thing go, man?
I ain't never asked.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all getting this. Well, I was looking for a family to help out. Couldn't find one. So what I did was, before the kid got on the cruise break, I walked my kids to school every day and they walked home. So I was looking. I'm like, oh, these goddamn children. So I used my daughter. I said, you know, she's eight, but she a good judge of character. So okay. I would always ask her, hey, you know any of these kids you walk home with? And she was like, yeah, I know a couple. And I was like, well, are any of them good students? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm trying to give away the tablet. I showed her the tablet. They almost got that motherfucker. I ain't gonna bullshit. My children like the Debo. They like that motherfucker. And she gave me a dope idea, and she was like, well, why not give it to the little kid? For those who don't know, y'all have seen my youngest. My youngest is four, but he's the size of a two-year-old.
Yeah.
So he's real small. So on the days my daughter's not at school, as always, this kid that's in her class, he always take the effort to get with my son, walk him across the street, and walk him over to me. And I was like, you know what? That young man and who I gave the tablet to for Krillin. So I appreciate y'all donating the tablet. Some kid out there is having a ball with it. I ain't checked up on him, but I know he had fun with it because it was free.
Yeah.
So I appreciate y'all for doing that, man. But we at the point now, we need to get these shout outs and these social media. Start with y'all first and shout again. Hit your social media, cool.
You catch me at Armand Vision, as well as you catch me at Positive Thinking Only. Cole say Positive Thinking Only. Also, check me out at Stretch the Truth on Twitter, country like to say.
Twitter.
Give him that flood, my boy.
Hey, man, you can find me on IG, TK period, Duckish, you dig me? Twitter, one word, TK Duckish. Follow the brand page at Breed Your Ignorance, BRILXIGNO, you dig me? Hey, man, you can hit me and this nigga here at Coasters and Ashtrays, one word on IG, Coast underscore Trays on Twitter, and Coast letter N Trays at gmail.com.
You been studying.
That nigga was only one.
No skills.
Rehearsed.
Teddy, give him
your... We'll rehearse y'all out because we here.
We rehearsed.
Give him your run-on, Teddy.
You can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. That's on IG. You can find Body Honey by Teddy on Instagram at bodyhoney.byteddy.
Yeah.
Hey, as always, y'all can catch us at BDSA Podcast on Instagram. Follow, leave comment, we get right back with you. Hit me up on Schultzboy82 on Instagram. I might get back with you on that one. I might not. As my partner just said, check out the Brilliant Ignorant page. That's BRILLXIGNO. Hit us up, get your shirts, all that good stuff. Cool, get it to him.
Yes, Lord. Just come see me somewhere.
If you find me,
come see me somewhere. Come see me somewhere. You already know, man. Me. It's your country cousin, man. Comedian L Boogie. Facebook, IG, and Twitter, man.
That's it.
What happened to TikTok? He still TikTok.
Come see me.
Man, that nigga TikTok.
My bad.
We gonna do that.
You what?
You wasn't.
See?
That's what we're doing.
You wasn't TikTok. You might have been talking, but you damn sure wasn't TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Don't, we can't forget the YouTube. Everybody check out YouTube.
Yeah. Make sure Coasters
and Ashtray YouTube. Like, subscribe.
New Year.
You know what I'm saying? Tell somebody who don't like nobody.
That know somebody that know somebody that know somebody.
You feel me? To like, share, yeah, you dig. You know the rest of them shit. You feel me?
Man, as always, I want to give a big shout out to all the artists on the playlist. Go check the DSA Podcast playlist. Okay. We got season 2 and 3 on iTunes. We got season 3 on iTunes and Spotify. Check out the Teddy Fit Vibe playlist. Get all the good music. Get your workout on. L Boogie play this still coming. I got to it. It coming.
Like, oh, that's that extendo
playlist? Yeah. Just like a TikTok. Yeah.
How many songs?
He played me? Shit, 111. That's why it ain't came. But it coming.
That's what we're doing.
New year.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Man, I'm going to get you in there, though. When your playlist
hit. That's what we're doing.
When your playlist hit, it going to be deep.
I hit you with that dog for 100 shots.
That's what we're doing.
We calling people high.
Y'all man, artists send stuff in, man.
Y'all see this shit.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Artists send the music in. Don't send me no CDs, send me links. And as always, man, this is the DSA podcast, and we are out.